Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. In this podcast, your host, Lori and me, will invite a bookish guest to share their favorite book recommendation. If you share a passion for books and always looking for your next read, then join us.
Welcome to What to Read Next podcast. Today's bookish guest is publicity and marketing manager of Forever Romance, Esel Halik. Hi, Esel. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Laura. Thanks for having me.
So happy to have you here. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
My name is Estelle. As you said, I'm the publicity and marketing manager at Forever. I've been working there for almost 2.5 years now. And I work with authors like Abby Jimenez, who wrote The Friend Zone, Jenny Holiday, who wrote the Bridesmaids Behaving Badly series. I do a lot of different things there. I work on publicity with authors and talking to media, but then I also get to create marketing campaigns. And I'm the person you're most likely speaking to on our Instagram. So that's a lot of fun and a big part of my life. Books are just a big part of my life. So I think that's why my job feels even bigger than a job should probably feel. I live in Queens. I'm a huge Disney fan and a Broadway fan and Muppet fan. And I have a cat named Pepper and a very nice husband. And that's basically it. And a very nice book collection. How about that?
I love it. And I love talking books with you. So I have a question. Who's your favorite Muppet character?
Oh, God. Who's my favorite Muppet character? That is tough.
Okay.
You stumped me. First question. I love Kermit so much. I mean, I think everybody loves Kermit. He's such a leader, and he can be so enthusiastic, but also like get really frustrated. So I think I see a lot of myself in him. So I'm going to go with Kermit.
I love it. My favorite one is Miss Piggy. I gotta love her set.
She's pretty great. She has the best wardrobe. So good choice. Yeah.
She does. Awesome. So today we're chatting for romance titles and friendship books. So Sal, you started a friendship book recommendation Instagram account, Friends Read Here. What inspired you to start this account?
What inspired that account? Well, I guess I should go back a little bit and say that I used to be a book blogger about a million years ago.
Really?
I was working a job after college that I would say didn't use the creative side that I like to use. And so I had started getting back into reading. I was blogging about Disney World, actually. And then I went to a wedding and I met a photographer, the photographer at the wedding, and she really liked books. And this is so weird. We just had like a really quick talk about books at this wedding. And then we started emailing after I came back from the wedding, and we decided let's start a book blog together. So that was in 2011, and we ran it for quite a few years. And then in that time, I was able to transition out of the job that I had and start working in publicity at a book publishing company. So the blogging thing became a little bit more difficult. And just a lot of stuff was changing. We stopped working on that. And so I've been kind of looking for a project to do. And my friend Rachel, who I've actually known since I was 13, she also has her own blog, Hello Chelly. We've been wanting to work on a project for a long time. And we talked about, wouldn't it be great if there was just like this list of books that focused on friendship? So we sort of were like, let's just dive into this Instagram thing and see what happens. And I have to say, if she listens to this, she's probably going to laugh because I feel like it's just been so hard to keep up with. I think working in books every day and then thinking about doing a side project with books for me personally has been really hard. And also it's really important for both of us to read all of the books we're talking about on the account so we can make sure that they like stand for the kind of like, yeah, like these are really friendship books. We want to make sure they have like the Rachel and Estelle seal of approval. So I feel like it's been a really slow going project. And I also feel like, and I don't know if you feel like this is true, but backlist titles are really hard to get traction on Instagram. Mm-hmm. So I think it's just been very slow going because we're not only focusing on new releases. So that's that. I mean, we're still running the account. We're still talking about it. We're talking about kind of branching out and making just a guide so that we can keep adding to books that we think people might want to read about friendship no matter what stage they're in. Mm-hmm. I think like for me, when I started the account, I was sort of going through a friendship breakup and it felt like the right time because a lot of times those books help me. Mm-hmm. And I also think about how books are something that I give to my friends when they're going through a hard time. Mm-hmm. Like, if a friend has lost someone, I always try to find a book to give them, to either deal with, like not to deal with those feelings, but to make them feel less alone, I guess. Mm-hmm. So the account has all of those feelings wrapped up into it. And I'm hoping that, I mean, now that we have so much free time being home, that we can jump back in and sort of figure out like where to go with it. I think starting a new project right now when Instagram and books is such an interesting place to be has been really challenging.
Yeah, I think it's just it's a really challenging time. I think it's just a time, but even just looking at Instagram and books, like, you know, I think backlist titles don't get that much traction. And there's like, there's always a new account that's popping up and there's a lot of it. It's more like book mail and all those, the shiny objects that, you know, you get lost in the things sort of like the matter or the book recommendations or the information that you want to share. So, but I love the account. I love the recommendations. I love discovering new books and especially dealing with friendships at different stages. Because I too have gone through a couple of friendship breakups recently. And so that's been interesting to look at books that deal with it. So then you remember you're not alone. And that's what I love about books is that it just brings up different experiences so you can actually explore and just remind yourself that you're not alone.
Exactly.
So can you recommend a few books where friendship is a strong theme?
Sure. Really hard for me to narrow this down, but I just read We Used to Be Friends by Amy Spalding. Mm. And it's basically about a friendship breakup, but you meet the girls at like the beginning of the relationship and at the end of the relationship. So the chapters alternate and like the timelines come together. It's kind of like The Last 5 Years, which is a musical that also kind of starts the same way. Mm-hmm. Like it starts in the future, but then also in the past. Mm-hmm. And then it comes together in the middle. Do you know it?
No, I don't know it.
But I think it might be on Netflix. So I am recommending you go find it.
Okay, I will.
Okay. So the book is about two girls who I think it's their senior year and just sort of how their friendship grows apart. And it is pretty intense, but I think the author did a really great job of sort of showing how all of these little things that the other person might not know might affect what happens with their friendship and if they grew apart and why they were growing apart. I haven't been able to stop thinking about it. I guess I finished it maybe 5 weeks ago. It's the last book that I returned to the library before the library's closed. But I really enjoyed it. I think Amy did a really great job. So that one's kind of on the sad side. And then romance wise, I think there more and more it's popping up where female friendship is kind of a main part of the books. But one of the ones that I liked was the Claiborne series, Chance of a Lifetime, about three college best friends who decide to put money in for a lottery ticket and they end up winning. And then every book in the series is about one of the girls and kind of how they deal with winning the lottery and then also them falling in love and then their friendship with each other. Oh my gosh, the series is so good. I started it on book three and then I went back and I did one and two. Oh, it's like one of my favorites. I think I definitely need to reread it soon.
Okay, I'm going to add it to my TBR. It might be my next read.
Oh my gosh, it's so good. And I feel like the girl in the first book is a scientist, and one of my best friends from college is also a scientist. So the whole time I was reading it, I felt like I was picturing her. And so Kate is just an amazing writer in general. But she just did such a good job making each of the girls feel so individual. And it's so good. It's like by far one of my favorite, like romance series and also friendship books to recommend.
Awesome.
And then I have one more that is like, definitely you need the tissue box.
Okay.
It's called Like a Love Story. It came out last year. It's a YA book. It is set in the late 80s, I want to say. Oh, God, am I forgetting now? And it's basically a time that like the AIDS epidemic is terrible, and the main character has an uncle that he's really close to who is sick, and it's about his two best friends, this boy who's new and comes to town and is dealing with his sexuality, and then also a girl that the main character has always been friends with. And it is like such a roller coaster of emotions, but the friendship is so important because it gets them through so much and through like a lot of sad times. There's also sort of kind of ebbs and flows like within their own friendship.
That looks so good. Okay. I don't read a lot of YA, but I think that might be a good book to pick up.
Yeah, this one is really, it's really, really good. I read it pretty quickly, I think in like 2 days. I thought the writing was great. I want to say it was a debut. And I also want to say it won an award. The cover is beautiful. I just like cried so much. And also there's like a lot of music in that book. They really love Madonna and they like go to this concert and they talk about music with each other so much. And I thought that it was just like, I don't know. I really like a book that has like a little bit of a playlist, right? So, yeah, I really, really enjoyed it.
I love it. So now let's talk about for a moment. What does your day look like? And what do you love about your job?
My day changes so much depending on the day. I think the hardest thing and also maybe the most fun thing about the job is like you never know what's going to happen day to day. And also a lot of this job is sort of like dropping what you're doing, kind of forgetting the to-do list and being like, okay, it's time for me to focus on this because this is more timely. It really depends. Like, you know, sometimes I spend my days writing to media, seeing if we can get our book covered. Sometimes it's like creating graphics. Sometimes it's creating listicles that we share, like marketing wise. Sometimes it's taking Instagram photos and being silly on Instagram story. It's a lot of organization. There's a lot of different parts all the time. I don't know what my favorite part is. I mean, I think there are a lot of, I love my authors. I mean, at Forever, and I'm really like not getting paid to say this, but truly our authors are some of the most hardworking, kindest people that I've ever met this whole time I've been working in publishing. I mean, it's incredible that some of these authors are writing 3 books a year. And then promoting them and then going to conferences when we used to be able to go to conferences. And they're just incredible humans and I really admire them. And it's just like a joy to talk with them and to work on their books. Like I always, you know, the book is important to them and I'm glad to be a part of like that book's journey and even the author's journey.
I love working with you. I think it's, and I love the authors. I had the chance to interview quite a few of them and it's just, they're so smart. They're so polite. They're not polite. They're so like, I would say like, they're just so smart. Like they know what they're writing and they're passionate about their writing and they're passionate about the romance genre, which I love. So it's just like, it's such a treat to talk to them. So I think it's great.
I'm so glad to hear that. I think so many people look at romance and they think that it's formulaic. And I think, I don't even know when I started, like I was always a romance reader, but I mean, I'm sure I fell into that belief at some point too. And then in talking to all of them, it switched me back to thinking like, no, like that is not what that's not what it is. So I think they've taught me so much about the romance genre as well, and about writing, and about like so many other things. And I'm just like really grateful, and they're just the best.
No, I love it. So now let's talk about titles. So we're going to start first with backlist titles. Which authors and books should we pick up from forever?
Oh my gosh. This is so tough.
I know.
Backlist titles. Okay. So when I first started, I worked with Victoria Donol, who wrote some hockey romances for us. I started working with her, I think, on book two of the series that we ended up working on, and I fell in love with it. It's the San Francisco Thunder series. And the second one is called Slammed. And it's about a hockey player and a publicist, actually. And I really liked it. I was like so obsessed with this book. The entire series is so good. The first two came out in trade paper, and then the last two, I want to say, are ebook only. It's an amazing series, and I feel like you could like read it in a weekend. She is a great writer, and also there's a great sister storyline happening. Like every girl in each of the books, like they're all sisters, and I really like their relationship. She's amazing. So that's the one backlist recommendation. I have to recommend Jenny Holiday. I just can't not do it. The Bridesmaids Behaving Badly series is one of the first series that I started working on when I was at Forever. And I fell in love with the first one I read. I mean, it was like a geek falling in love with sort of this like bad boy. And I just love the friendship. It really reminded me of friendships that I have.
I'm sorry.
My watch is talking to me. It also wants some book recommendations. So that series is so good. I think it only gets better with each book. And I want to say the third book in that series is probably my favorite, Three Little Words. So there are those. And then I feel like anyone who listens to this and knows me is going to be like, of course she's recommending that. But hey, I think Big Bad Cowboy by Carly Bloom. This is a book that came out 2 years ago. It came out at the end of the year of like, I don't even know, like 2018. And I read that like in a day the first time, and I fell in love with it. It was like, yeah, I was actually a cowboy romance reader when I got the job. And I think that was kind of a big reason why I was employed, because I loved cowboy romances. And then, you know, I have read a lot of ours, but Carly's, to me, it just really stands out. I love the fairy tale aspect. I think that is just such an Estelle thing too. Like that one, the first book is Little Red Riding Hood, a little play off that. I love like the You've Got Mail vibes. Like all of those rom-com things I love are happening in that book. And I think Carly is just such an amazing writer. She's so funny. And I'm just like so proud when someone who doesn't necessarily want to read a book with a shirtless man on the cover picks it up and they say that they were surprised by it. And I hope that keeps happening because I think Carly is a really special writer.
Yeah. I really love Big Bad Cowboy. Like I'm not a big cowboy fan. And so I was pleasantly surprised how much I loved it. I was like, it was just like, I love the family. I love the relationship. I love the friendships. I love the town. I love the steaminess. Like, it was just, like, really good book.
Yes. And the friendship. I'm glad you mentioned that. I think the best friendship between the girls in the book, whose names, of course, I'm forgetting right now, Maggie and Claire. Yes, Maggie and Claire. Thank you. Yeah, wonderful. And I think it continues nicely in the next book, Cowboy Come Home. I really enjoyed them.
Yeah, this is a really good series. So, all right. So, Big Bad Cowboy's mass market. But do you have other mass market titles that we should give some love to?
If we're talking about forever titles, I always like to talk about April Hunt. I think I was not a romantic suspense reader when I started at Forever. I think the first one I read was a Katie Robert book that was book 7 in a series, and I really enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. And so when I started working with April, I of course read her book and I just like love her current series. it's the Steel Op series, and it also has a best friendship, which I'm obsessed with, but I can't help it. And it has a nice family feel too, even though they're not all necessarily related to each other. Mm-hmm. And even though there is, it's like, you know, cinematic, it is suspenseful. Like April has a really nice sense of humor. And I think that shines in the book. Like you feel like you could be best friends with the girls. And I am so excited because the third one comes out in June. And it's called Fatal Deception. And I have a copy of it on my Kindle to read. I'm so pumped to continue reading in that series. So the Steel Op series by April Hunt is a mass market series I would recommend. And also it has really nicely designed spines, like a good book spine, which I think is important.
Yes, it is important. Even though you're going to crack them, they just need to look cute on your bookshelf.
Yes, it's true. They will make some really good Instagram photos, and then they will definitely show all the love when they're cracked. You're right.
Yeah, I love it. So you already talked some anticipated new releases, but what other titles should we be in the lookout for?
Well, we're talking about June. I want to talk about The Boyfriend Project by Farah Rashan.
So good.
I'm very excited about this book. It's about three women who meet because they have all been dating the same guy. They confront him all at the same time. The video like goes viral. And then they also become friends with each other. And they make this pact that they're going to forget about men for 6 months. And they're going to concentrate on their own like personal project. And Samaya, the main character of that book, she is such a badass. She is so ambitious that I felt like when I was reading it, I think I reread it in January. So it's like, you know, New Year's resolution time. Mm-hmm. I was just like, this is the woman who you want, like telling you what to do in your life. Mm-hmm. I really liked how take charge she was. And I liked that she also had to be vulnerable in this book for so many reasons. And the guy that she falls for, his name is Daniel. I think he's just one of the sweetest heroes I've read in a really long time. Like the first time I read it and I got to like, I would think it was like halfway through and he did something. I like looked up to no one in my apartment and I said, he is just the sweetest guy. And it's true. Like he's a really nice hero. So I'm excited. And I like that, of course, this book has some really strong female friendships and sort of, you know, it's hard to make friends as an adult, and they make friends in the most like strange, bizarre way. And I thought that was kind of a hopeful message too.
I love it. Yeah, I really love The Boyfriend Project. Like, I read it this past weekend, and it was just, like, it had a subplot that I love. It also had the female friendships were so strong, and it was a strong female heroine. I really love that it was involved in tag, and she was a person of color, and there's, like, so much to be, there's so much about it that it felt really good to read.
Good. I'm so glad to hear that. I think I'm really excited for people to hold it in their hands, and you know, Farah has been writing for a really long time. So I think it's nice that if people come to The Boyfriend Project for the first time, that they have a lot of backlist to enjoy before the new book comes out as well. So I'm really pumped about that.
Love it. So now let's talk about your reading taste. When it comes to romance, what is your favorite trope?
Oh God, this is so hard. I think I knew you were going to ask me this question and I'm like, I fail. I really like hate to love, and I think partly because I'm a person who kind of dislikes first before I love myself. And I also just think like the chemistry is great, and I noticed, especially because we've been focusing on trope so much at Forever this year, that my own taste is always like Pacey and Joey from Dawson's Creek who like hated each other and then they fell in love with each other. So I'm going to say hate to love.
How about it? And how about what's your least favorite trope?
See, this is hard too. I want to say, I think it just depends. Like, I think second chance romance could be really tough to read sometimes because the thing that upset the character so much is something that happened when they were kids. And most likely when you're, you know, 27 to 35 years old, it's sort of a silly thing. But, you know, like, sometimes those silly things really, I don't, affect you for a long time. So I think it really depends. I think that they're, but see, like that, I feel like that's a cheating answer too.
I don't know. Well, for me, I don't like second chance romance. Like, it's not my favorite trope. I think I have issues where couples have broken up and they should be broken up. Like, you know, like, I'm
right.
Like, problem, but I'm like, you broke up for a reason. So why are we coming back to it? And so it has to have, like, there's sort of magic that the author needs to create for the second chance to make sense. But I have issues with it too.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think like the groveling needs to really get there. I'm like trying to think of a good one that I've read lately, and I really like from my own personal reading, and I really can't think of any.
Yeah, I think Mermaiden did a good job. Like, Jenny did a mm-hmm. good job about the groveling and the explanation of why things happen. So that was, like, one of the few second chance romance that I enjoyed. But there needs to be a lot of groveling to explain why you broke up.
Agree.
So you also love YA books. What are some of your favorite books just that you read this past year?
Oh gosh, this is so hard. I feel like I haven't read that many books this year, and I was just looking at my Goodreads numbers and feeling really depressed about it. YA books that I read this year. I'm going to cheat on this question and just be honest that I'm cheating, if that's okay.
That's okay.
I reread the Jenny Han P.S. I Still Love You to All the Boys I Loved Before series after the second movie came out.
Yay.
Because I really love that series, and then I hadn't read the whole thing through in many years, and I really enjoyed my reread of that. And I know that I feel like that's also a cheating answer, but I also want to make a point that rereading is a really comforting thing to do. Mm-hmm. And it was nice to go back and revisit, Lara Jean and see like how different the movies are from the books, because I've watched the first movie so many times that I just thought it was all like how the book happened, and that's not true at all. So I'm glad I did that. I thought that was it was a good choice for me, because I think I was feeling stressed, and going back and just revisiting was nice. So that's a cheating answer. My other cheating answer is that Katie Cotugno is one of my favorite YA authors, and she has a book that just came out that I have not read yet. So maybe that will be on my list, but I just want to give another shout out to Backlist, because she has a lot of great books. And if you really like feminist main characters and also like super steamy romance, I feel like Katie Cotugno is the person you should be reading. Mm-hmm. She is an incredible writer. 99 Days is a really good book. Mm-hmm. That'll be the one that I recommend. I also liked her first one, which, oh my God, I'm blanking on the name right now. But the first book that she ever wrote is also really amazing, and I'm seeing it in my head, but I am not remembering the name. I'm great. It's fine.
I think it's How to Love or something.
Yes, okay. That is it.
Yeah.
Yes. I think I just reread that book last year or the year before, and it was just as good the first time. So that's another one. And then one book that I did read this year, that's YA, that I really liked, was called Full Disclosure by Cameron Garrett. Mm-hmm. This is a book that I would count in the whole friendship category too, because it's about a girl who moves to a brand new school and has to make new friends, but she also has a secret. She is HIV positive, and she doesn't want to tell her new friends this because at her old school, it didn't end well. And that was sort of the reason why she had to move. So she's sort of like navigating like a new friendship with a guy. She's also director of her musical in high school, which they're doing Rent. And it was like really fun to have that kind of going on in the background. Mm-hmm. And also trying to decide like when to be honest with these girls that she really loves. So it's a really good book. I want to say that was a debut as well, and it was really well written. I enjoyed reading it very much. So that would be one of my 2020 recommendations. So I only partly cheated on that question.
I love it. So do you know that Katie Cotugno wrote some romance too?
I did know that, but I have not read it. I have it, but I haven't read it.
Yeah, I have it. That's how it was marketed to me. They're like, this is Katie Cotugno because I love her YA. I have not read it. I was looking for something fluffy, and this one has a little more deeper than what I was looking for, but it's on Kindle Unlimited. I was like, I have it in my Kindle as something to pick up. But, you know, it's kind of like fun to know, like, she actually does have done some romance writing.
Yeah, she's an amazing writer. And even when you read her YA, I always felt like she could definitely cross over and do some grown-up writing. Yeah. I thought it was funny when she told me that she was writing, that she had written romance as well. Those covers are also really cute for the romance that she has.
Yeah, they're really cute. So it's really awesome. So which your book do you read over the past few months or the past couple of years that you recommend?
I'm going to recommend like a forever favorite, which is not for forever romance, meaning an Estelle forever favorite, which is God-Shaped Hole by Tiffany DiBartolo. Mm. That has been one of my favorite books since I was like 16, I think. So it is really intense. It is not a romance. There is romance in it. It's about a woman who meets a guy through a personal ad and sort of their whole relationship and all of these things that happen with her family, with him, with where she wants to be in her life. And also when she was a kid, a fortune teller told her that her true love would die. So it kind of opens with that part. It is, the writing is so good. She is one of my favorite writers, and she's written a few things, but she hasn't written anything too recently. Like this. And I think there's something coming out next year, which I'm really excited about. So that's going to be something I always recommend. I feel like I've bought that book for so many people. Mm. Am I allowed to recommend more or just one?
Yeah, you can recommend more.
And I think another Estelle forever always favorite is Summer Sisters by Judy Blume, okay, which I also just reread. It's going to be a Hulu show soon. Mm-hmm. They just like, well, I mean, who knows what's going to happen now, but the announcement was made before COVID-19 that they were going to be putting it on Hulu. But it's about two girls who meet when they're young. One of them asks the other to go away for the summer with her, and it's sort of their friendship through the summers and how their friendship changes and how they change. One of them is richer than the other one, so it's a lot about class. It's a lot about opportunity because the richer family sort of adopts the poorer character and helps her through school and sort of really pushes her. It's also about like falling in love for the first time and relationships with your siblings. And I just also reread that one this year for the first time in many years. And man, it's like going back to characters that you've known for so long. I read that one a really long time ago too. And that one is another book that I've bought for a lot of people. I love Judy Blume. I think she is a goddess. And I just really, really, I love this book. I love this book.
I love it. I really love Summer Sisters, and I can't wait for the show.
Oh my God, me too. Especially because I didn't realize that the Little Fires Everywhere person was the person who was also going to be working on Summer Sisters, who then also worked on, here's another Netflix recommendation for everybody who needs things to watch, Life Unexpected. Mm-hmm. That was on like the CW a million years ago for only one season.
Okay.
Do you know the show?
No, I do not know the show. Tell me about the show.
Oh my gosh. I want to say it's about a girl who goes and finds her adopted father. Or no, she is in foster care. She goes and finds her real father, who then in turn goes and finds the mother. And then it ends up that they like had a one-night stand and then had this kid. And so it's sort of like unconventional family, but also there are like old feelings there. But they're both like tied to other people. And then it's like explaining to their family that they like had a kid. And I feel like I might be botching up part of this because it's been a while since I rewatched it, but it's so good. I remember when it was on, it was like, I hadn't been that obsessed with the show since like watching Dawson's Creek every week. Mm-hmm. Shiri Appleby's from Roswell is in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm highly, highly recommend. And also the cast is still friends with each other after like all of these years. So it's really nice to see like all the reunion photos when they do get to hang out.
Oh, that's so nice. I love it. So tell us where we can find you online.
Where can you find me online? I am on Twitter and on Instagram at the same name, That's So Stell. You can also find me at Friends Read Here on Instagram for all of the friendship stuff. But I gotta say, I'm on Forever Social more than probably my own. So shout out to Read Forever Pub on Instagram and Twitter and all of the places.
I love it. Thank you so for your recommendations. I love them.
Thank you.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share it with friends and share a review on iTunes. This is the best way to support the show. Want to join a romance loving community, make new friends, and get book recommendations? Join our Patreon Romance Book Club. For $5 a month, you'll be part of a virtual book club and Instagram chat and get monthly book recommendations. Please note I'll be donating 10% of the profit to a COVID-19 relief fund each month. To sign up, just join the link in the show notes. What to Read Next podcast is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. Find more podcasts you love on frolic.media/podcast. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back in a few days with a brand new episode. Have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you so much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.